operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
From the Irish Hills of Michigan, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
He leads halfway down the back straightaway for the final time this afternoon at Michigan International Speedway. While Barry and Brandon Jones shake it up for second, here comes John Hunter-Nemechek looking for the checkered flag up the corner.
And looking to give Joe Gibbs Racing their 200th NASCAR Xfinity Series win. Checkered flag is in the air. John Hunter-Nemechek wins the Cabo Wabo Tequila 250.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Ah, yes, an original Slim Shady rejoin. Eminem, for those that may not be on the lead lap, with a John Hunter-Nemechek race-winning call. That's what it sounded like a year ago when John Hunter drove to victory lane here at Michigan International Speedway. Today, John Hunter is one of many looking to win their way into the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. So let's hear what John Hunter's keys to the winning the race are. And those keys are presented by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft and damage. Visit progressive.com.
Michigan, it's kind of tricky nowadays. Cars only having 550 horsepower. Man, it's tough to pass. A lot of drafting. You have to have a really good setup underneath of you. And whoever wants to run the highest with the most throttle input is normally going to be the fastest in Michigan. So you can't be scared, that is for sure. You kind of have to lay it all out there and hope that the car sticks.
And that's exactly what we expect all of them to do here today. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
The NASCAR Cup Series racing at Michigan International Speedway today. Motor Racing Network here with live flag-to-flag coverage of the Firekeepers Casino 400. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you on what is for now a partly cloudy day with rain threatening. And that rain threat is a ripple effect right now in the NASCAR Cup Series garage. Coming up, we'll head back to the grid, talk to more drivers. But right now, let's go to the tower and bring in a crew chief that has won four times here at Michigan. Todd Gordon joins us now on NASCAR Live Race Day. Todd, we'll begin with the obvious. We just mentioned the weather. While it's not here, many are expecting it to be. How are these crew chiefs plotting out strategies in a very difficult 400-miler, but with all the weather unknowns factored in as well?
Well, the piece is, as we get to this piece, is you have a strategy, but you have to be fluent with it. I think when you look at the stages, we know we've got to get to, you know, to the halfway point, stage two up there, and get to that to call it done. We're going to keep an eye on this, on the weather. We're starting early enough. We know we've got plenty of hours of sunlight before we have to make an official call to it. We're going to keep the war room abreast of what's going on with the weather. And as we saw yesterday, cells will build and then kind of shrivel back up. So trying to keep ahead of that, we'll have some people back at the shop really digging into that, trying to keep us aware of what lap they think we're racing to and strategizing our way to that lap.
Now, for those that don't know, what do you mean by war room? Because when we think of strategy, we think of what's coming from the pit box and the war wagon, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah, great question. And it's an opportunity. You know, today we don't travel, you know, as many people as we used to, but we support with more people back at the shop. They've got internet connections from these pit boxes straight back to the shop, live chat communication going on. You've got engineers at the shop looking at all the data they can through their channels, and they're live in your ears, kind of giving you an update of what's going on, sharing with that. It's not just a race engineer that's sitting to your left or right. You've got three or four people back at the shop digging through the data and watching the weather to give you information to make better calls.
Lots of pencils being sharpened, notes being taken and prepared for today's 400-miler. Todd, appreciate the time. We'll check back in with you shortly. And when we return, we are headed back trackside as drivers are being introduced to the crowd here at MIS.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it's here. Stop in this weekend to save big. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
From Michigan International Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Counting it down to the start of the Fire Keepers Casino 400 here at Michigan. Let's go to the back portion of the field and bring in a driver that will be making his final Michigan start here today. It's hard to believe that over the course of his career, Martin Truex Jr. is winless. He's been runner-up 4 times, but he is angling for MIS win number 1. Chris Wilner, he'll have to do it from the 24th starting position.
And Mike, yes, he was indeed one of the drivers that probably wished we went qualifying yesterday. Unfortunately, due to the metric, Martin, you start 24th. I know last year you drove through the field to finish 2nd. Can you do that again today?
I hope so. We're going to try. I think, you know, our auto owner's Camry was really strong yesterday. Seemed like it's going to be more difficult to pass than last year for whatever reason. But, yeah, we'll just see. You know, we just got to be smart, have good pit stops and race strategy, and I think we'll have the speed to do it. We'll just have to see.
What did you learn in that practice session yesterday? I heard a lot of guys talking about how kind of sketchy it was in traffic with the aero. What was the biggest takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the biggest deal here, right? It's just so fast, and you know, it's all about carrying momentum, and anytime you lose a little bit of air, it really takes your car out from under you. So just have to be smart about it and pick and choose when we can make passes and when to stay in line and not lose track position.
All right, that's Martin Truex Jr. Guys, best of luck to him as he comes from 24th. But boy, this Michigan racetrack is one he truly has been pretty good at over the years.
And the same can be said for another driver that we expect to win today, or at least be in the conversation of winning. At least that driver's name was on the tips of a lot of tongues in our patrol through the garage earlier today. That driver starts in the 8th position. And that driver is with our Steve Post.
That driver is Ryan Blaney. Has the Menards Dutch Boys colors on the Ford. Ryan, in the garage area, we had some people mention your name as they thought you had a pretty good race car. How do you feel about your race car here today?
Well, that's nice of them to say. Hopefully it's good today. I thought it was hard to read yesterday. You know, not a lot of laps and kind of in a bunch of traffic. But I think we're fairly fast. Hopefully we're good on the long run today. Hopefully the track widens out and we can kind of move around, get up in the 4th lane, things like that. So be nice to continue this momentum. Huge race for Ford, obviously. I think someone told me Ford's won 9 in a row here, so it's a big day to try to make it 10. Edsel Ford's here, so it'll be a big day to get him in victory lane and keep that Heritage Trophy where it belongs, and that's in the Ford camp.
Yes, indeed. That's for sure. On this racetrack, what do you expect the racetrack? Do you expect it to change? We have the resin as a factor. What do you expect the racetrack to do over the course of 400 miles here?
It's hard to tell. You know, it's kind of hard to tell, especially with this place where it's like practice, maybe it doesn't widen out a lot, especially in the limited time we got. But in the race, I feel like this thing widens out when you get 40 of us out there and everyone's searching for grip and clean air and stuff like that. So my hope is that it gets up there in the resin, but it's just going to take a little bit to kind of activate it. It's going to take some cars to run up in it, but I think it will. One way to find out.
One way to find out, that's for sure. That's Ryan Blaney. Ryan's got a few more pictures to take with some of their sponsors and corporate guests down here. As you mentioned, he'll start in position number 8.
Yeah, he's got a good top 10 starting position. You heard from Chris Buescher in our one-on-one interview. I had a chance to visit with him yesterday. Question is, has anything changed overnight as they marinated in all of that data? Chris Buescher is with our Chris Wilner.
Well, there was certainly a lot of post-practice debrief after yesterday with the basically variable conditions we had with the on and off section of practice. But Chris, you were the best Ford yesterday in practice. So what does that do for the confidence level as you get set to buckle in?
Yeah, we're ready to roll. We had a really strong practice. Man, we wanted to qualify because I know we'd have been a lot better than this with this fifth third bank Mustang. So we got work to do now, but we know we can do it. Really looking forward to getting on track here. Obviously, Michigan was good to us last go around on a Monday, albeit, but let's do it on Sunday, right? Let's go out here and figure out how to make us play to our favor and really just take care of all the other stuff that we keep talking about on playoff windows and bubbles, and let's just win this race and seal the deal.
Yeah, all the talk has been about all the near misses this year. Do you guys feel like you're on the cusp here, especially this good stretch leading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, we've been so close so often. It's a little painful to think back on a handful of those that just slipped away. And, at the time, you're like, oh, you'll have another chance. And you know, it was working really well, where the next week we'd turn around and have another chance at a win. And, the last couple of weeks haven't played out how we needed them to whatsoever on our own side. Nothing to do with anybody else's races. But it's time for us to clean up, go to work, and do what we know we're able to do and go put trophies up on the shelf.
All right, best of luck. Chris Buescher, guys, going to have some work to do coming from 18th. Steve Post.
Kyle Larson down here. Kyle is going to start in position number 4. Kyle, you're a 3-time winner here at Michigan. What do you need to do here today, and how do you feel about the effort here today to get number 4?
Yeah, I think you always have to have a fast car here at Michigan, and I feel like our HenderCars.com Chevy has the speed to get it done, so just like any cup race, you need to execute, have good restarts, good pit stops, good strategy, all that. So we'll have an opportunity, but there's a lot of tough competitors out there, and you know, hopefully we can edge them out.
Well, see what happens with it. Kyle Larson is the regular season point leader as well, so a win here today would add a lot of playoff points and help him toward that regular season championship. He starts position number 4.
And, of course, Kyle Larson drives for Hendrick Motorsports. They field Chevys. Chevrolet has never won the Heritage Trophy. They look to change that this afternoon.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Opening ceremonies are coming up. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Firekeepers Casino 400. Brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 18.
Cody Ware, Greensboro, North Carolina.
AJ Allmendinger, San Jose, California.
Row 17.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 16.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 15.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Row 14.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Row 13.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 12.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 11.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Row 10.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Row 9.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Row 8.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Row 7.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 6.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Starting 9th.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Starting 8th.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Starting 7th.
Ross Chastain, Alba, Florida.
Starting 6th.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Starting 5th.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Starting 4th.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Starting 3rd.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 2nd.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
And starting on the pole.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
That's the starting lineup for the Firekeepers Casino 400.
All of those drivers right now debriefing with their crew chief and their teams one final time before they get buckled into their race cars for the 400-miler this afternoon in the Firekeepers Casino 400. If you're just joining us this weekend, our weekend got started on Friday. The ARCA Menards Series had the Henry Ford Health 200. Connor Zilich got the checkered flag there. Yesterday, in a quite stop-start affair for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Justin Allgaier had enough fuel in the tank to win the Cabo Wabo 250. And now today, all eyes are on the NASCAR Cup Series, and there's several storylines that we'll be following. We mentioned the regular season championship. Four drivers involved in that storyline: Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, and Denny Hamlin are separated by 21. And of course, we're also following along with the bubble. The playoff bubble right now is tied with Chris Buescher and Ross Chastain. But you have Ty Gibbs, that's only in by 18. Bubba Wallace is in by 3. Chris Buescher and Ross Chastain tied 0 above, 0 below. Buescher gets the advantage by winning 2 stages as opposed to Chastain's 1. Then you've got Briscoe, Chase Briscoe out by 99. Kyle Busch out by 119. On a day filled with uncertainty because of weather and filled with strategy, we are set to go in the Irish Hills of Michigan. Let's go trackside.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Southfield Police Department presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from St. Francis de Sales High School, Father Jeff Rose.
Almighty God, we thank you for another beautiful day here at Michigan International Speedway. We're grateful that we could all come together to enjoy today's race. We do not take for granted our freedoms and those who protect us, so be with our servicemen and women this day. Keep them safe and be with their families while they are away. Keep our drivers and teams safe as they compete for us today. And we ask all these things with great faith, hope, and love. Amen.
Here to perform the Canadian anthem, please welcome Battle Creek Academy. Perform the national anthem. Please welcome from the University of Michigan, Good News Christian Acapella.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets ran around us, bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Fantastic rendition of our national anthem with the Hooligan Flight Team flying over top, landing lights on, and the fans are letting them know they see them. Coming up, the command for the Firekeepers Casino 400.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
When we come back, Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, and Todd Gordon will take the reins from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to the racing field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
With three races to go in the regular season, the NASCAR Cup Series has arrived at the Michigan International Speedway for its annual display of horsepower. Michigan is a two-mile racetrack that requires the best of everything. The corners are 73 feet wide, so there's room to work there. But to accomplish matters, you need ponies under the hood. Chris Buescher won this race a year ago and says it's all about the power.
Ralph Sheets takes very good care of us in that department. You gotta be putting power down to make use out of it, right? So you gotta be on the throttle, and that's the trick here, is how do you get all but wide open in one and two and maximize three and four. Three and four is the harder end. It's a little flatter. It's got a little crest on entry to three. It's a little trickier to navigate. If you can get that one right, it seems to carry over towards turns one and two a little bit better. But the whole thing is just power down.
Live from Michigan, the Firekeepers Casino 400 next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network. It's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Give it a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll. Pass the race cards today, pal. Pull boys, respect to you. Have a good day.
Today, the Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway. Brought to you by Firekeepers Casino Hotel. Get your Vegas on by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Brought to you by Pfizer. By Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins. Just step in and go. By Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Welcome to the Irish Hills and Michigan International Speedway, race number 24 of 2024. 36 cars, 200 laps, 400 miles. It is the Firekeepers Casino 400 live on the Motor Racing Network. My name is Jeff Striegel, alongside, as always, Alex Hayden and four-time winning crew chief here at MIS, Todd Gordon. So much to watch, so much to follow, but the headline might just be the weather.
Something we're going to have to pay close attention to. Radar has spotty showers in and around the Michigan International Speedway area. Regardless, we're dry. We're ready to go racing. So let's go trackside for the command.
Michigan International Speedway, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Firekeepers special guest and NASCAR fan, Chris Daniels.
Drivers, start your engines. Woo!
Engines come to life on the pit lane. One more pass with the flyover and the hooligan flight team. We're getting closer and closer to the green flag at the Firekeepers Casino 400.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land, where you can do things like clean your gutters, pay tolls, and even get the wrong thing you ordered. We got it all. Potholes, people talking at the movies, and don't forget about flat tires when it's raining. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing. So customize your coverage with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. And relax, knowing you got the coverage you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it's here. Stop in this weekend to save big. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We welcome you back to Michigan International Speedway as we get set to let the cars pop the clutch and roll out onto this two-mile D-shaped oval.
And that's going to happen here very shortly. And when they get there, 200 laps, 400 miles around a very fast, very wide two-mile Michigan International Speedway that we're going to take a trip around right now and bring in two more voices ready to call the action for you here on the Motor Racing Network this afternoon. Outside, turn number two, there, as always, from Barrie, Vermont, it is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good afternoon once again, everybody, from high atop a billboard here at the exit of turn two at Michigan International Speedway. This end of the racetrack, back banked 18 degrees, more than 70 feet wide. That's enough to go three, even four wide. How fast is this Michigan International Speedway D-shaped oval? Well, on entry into turn one yesterday in practice, they were clocked at over 202 miles per hour. Add to that the almost complete lack of off-throttle time through the turns here at Michigan, and it makes for high-speed excitement, to say the least. The banking falls away from 18 degrees to just 5 at the exit of turn number 2. Always good for an incident or two along the road as our afternoon unfolds. We'll watch it all happen from high atop the billboard here in turn number 2. Now to the other end of the property in Milford, Delaware's Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Dave. Good afternoon again, everyone. When Dave described turns 1 and 2, he talks about the speed that they carry around this racetrack. Well, that speed, depending on the pack of traffic you're in, can manifest itself in a drafting opportunity. You're going to make a quick sprint up the backstretch and then come sailing off the end of that back straightaway into the 18-degree banking of turns 3 and 4. It's interesting to watch driver lane choice and the lanes become available because the track is wide. The drivers have the speed. The question is, will the car perform and react in kind? We'll cover all the action from high atop a platform in the middle of turns 3 and 4 this afternoon here at MIS.
And once they come off turn 4, back to the boat outside of the capital letter D here on the front side. 3,600 feet in length here at the front side of Michigan International Speedway. Time now for a couple of extra stories that you may not know about as we get set for the green flag in today's race. This trip to pit road is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. We start at the exit of pit road, and the Motor Racing Network lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
Today is a milestone race for Alan Gustafson, crew chief for Chase Elliott. Start number 700. This is his 20th season on top of the pit box. He's had drivers Kyle Busch, Casey Mears, Mark Martin, Jeff Gordon, and Chase Elliott. And this man is crew chief four generations of race cars. 39 wins. He's second among active crew chiefs as far as the number of wins. And he was the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion with his driver, Chase Elliott. Today, they start in position number six. And Alan Gustafson is looking for his third career Michigan win. He has one with Jeff Gordon. He has one with Mark Martin. And he's hoping to add one today with Chase Elliott. Chris Wilner.
Well, Steve, a lot of people recently have been asking where Daytona 500 champion William Byron has been. He hasn't led in the last nine races of the season and just has three top tens in the last nine races. I talked to crew chief Rudy Fugo. I said, what part of the year are you guys in, especially getting ready for this stretch run to the playoffs? He said, certainly we're trying some different things on the setup side and just trying to see if we can hone in the speed on our Chevrolet. But right now, we just need to execute better. They've lost positions on pit road nearly every race since that streak began, and right now they're trying to turn it back around. They had a competition meeting to discuss everybody's locked-in feeling as we get set for these final three races of the season, and William Byron is locked in as well because we remember last year they caught fire towards the end of the year, making the championship four. So William Byron hoping today's a turnaround. He'll start in the ninth position.
There's your broadcast team for you here this afternoon at Michigan. Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, ready to go in the turns. The postman, and that would be Steve Post and Chris Wilner, ready to cover the action on pit road. Again, my name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and the crew chief who's won here a couple of times. As a matter of fact, four. And Todd Gordon, what does it mean, the Heritage Cup? We talked about it in NASCAR Live Race Day. What's it mean to win the Heritage Cup here at Michigan?
It's a big deal. As we heard from Ryan Blaney in his interview in the pre-race show, Edsel Ford's here, and he comes here for the Michigan races. He wants to bring that trophy back. He lets it be known. I know in 2021, he told me, I brought the trophy here because we had won it before. I want to take it home with me. You ought to do that today. And we went to Victory Lane and got to celebrate that with him. It's really a big deal for the OEMs, and the OEMs are such a big part of all these teams.
You mentioned OEM. If you're new to NASCAR, that stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer, which is Toyota, Chevrolet, and Ford. Speaking of Toyotas, Chevrolets, and Fords, they're going to make their way down the pit lane right now. Make sure their tachometers are set at pit road speed. So, Todd, when you look at our stages today, stage one will end at lap number 45, stage two at lap 120, and then the black and white checkered flag. The advertised distance lap 200. We got to factor in a little weather as well.
We do, and I think we've got an opportunity to get to 200 there. I think stage one's pretty straightforward. 45 laps, we can go on fuel. I don't see tires, I don't see lap times falling off to a point where you'd want to stop that. Unless there's a caution. If there's a caution in there and your car's not where it wants to be, you may come down pit road and work on it. But if it goes green, I think stage one's straightforward. Stage two's longer than a fuel run. You could split it in half. I think some guys may go deep into the stage so that they're shortening up the pit stop that they have to make at the end of stage two.
Coming up, it is the Fire Keepers Casino 400 Michigan International Speedway.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
36 race teams are ready to go from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator SUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new, full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
In grandstands, fans still filing in to this great big two-mile racetrack. It is the Michigan International Speedway. We said that the headline coming in, unfortunately, wasn't about the drivers or the race teams. It was indeed about the weather. The weather is here, and it's just now getting here. And NASCAR has informed the race teams to bring their cars back down pit road. So let's go out to where we believe it is starting, and that is outside turns 3 and 4. Mike Bagley, you're there. What's the latest?
Well, it was sprinkling, but it's starting to pick up just a little bit more now. We've by no means lost the racetrack as of this moment, but the weather is coming in across turn numbers 3 and 4 right now, and it's coming from behind the grandstand. So we see some clouds building, and there are some dark clouds in place, and we are receiving the unfortunate dividend of those dark clouds.
Yeah, and here comes the pace car down the pit lane and the field in tow. They are going to send the cars to their pit boxes for the moment. So the start of today's race will be delayed just ever so slightly. Everybody's got access to a radar, Jeff. When you look at it, it's spotty. And unfortunately, there's just one cell right now that's electing to visit us here at MIS.
And then there's another line. I mean, yes, look at the radar and you can see exactly what we're dealing with here at the racetrack. We were talking during the commercial break, and Dave, I'll bring you in on this one. How many times over the years does it seem like we get right to this point from the command to the drop of the green flag? Everybody's ready to go, and then we get the moisture.
It really does seem to be a trend in this sport. The pace lap is tough to get through sometimes. I don't know what the exact number is. It's about every summer race we've ever run at Daytona. Maybe 20% of the races here at Michigan and 50-50 at Pocono. So that's a pretty big number just for one pace lap.
So we got to talk about strategy now, Todd. You broke down the stages a moment ago. With the radar the way it is and threatening weather, does this change the way a crew chief adjusts their strategy and plays this race out?
I don't think it does on the front side of it, because we've still got to get to lap 100 and you're going to be through a pit cycle or two. Stage one's 45 laps. I think you're going to look at this and just race this first stage forward. It depends on when we get going. If you feel like you may be running up against another caution or a red flag during that, you'll be asking your driver at that point, what do you need on a race car? Because you know a caution's coming out. You've got an opportunity to work on your car.
So here's what we know, and that is that it is raining, but only just a little bit out in 3 and 4. We're going to get a break if you're not looking at the radar like we are. We're going to get a break, and that break is going to happen in a matter of just a minute or two or five. As long as we don't lose the racetrack, we're going to be good to get cars back out there and hopefully get this race underway. Again, there is another line developing behind that, but as long as we don't lose the track right now, Alex, we could see the cars back out here shortly, maybe.
Yeah, and you know what? This is what we did yesterday with the NASCAR Xfinity Series Cabo Wabo 250. We had a start and stop. We had two red flags for quick passing showers. Track dried in a hurry, went back out there. We ran the entire race to its entirety full distance. The other thing I think we have going for us, obviously, we do not have lights here at Michigan International Speedway, but sunset is, what, 8:25, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. We've got plenty of daylight still to go. And to your point, just a couple of lines of showers on the radar making their way from north to south. I think we're going to be just fine to get all 400 miles in today.
One of the things that we keep an eye on, and Postman, you can weigh in, is the fact that it would appear as though the drivers are still in their race cars. You tell me if I'm wrong on that, and if I'm right, that usually is a pretty good indication that NASCAR agrees with what we just said, and that is, assuming we don't lose the track here in the next couple of minutes, we may be good to go.
Exactly, and the drivers are still in the race cars. Kyle Larson sits aboard his HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. Denny Hamlin in the Yahoo Toyota as they sit aboard their cars. What's happening? So they're just sitting here. Car covers have been put over the cars. What's happening up top are a couple different things. The pit boxes here, they have like tarps and canopies, and teams are going around to make sure that everything is done on that. Watching Denny Hamlin's crew, they're making sure everything is done to get that so that should we get heavier rain, they are buttoned up. And I think the other thing happening right now is exactly what Todd Gordon alluded to just a little bit earlier on a broadcast. Crew chiefs are elbows deep in conversations with the war room and watching the weather radar, and they are trying to figure the best guess on what this is going to do, what this is going to do, what that next wave is going to do, what that means. So I'm watching Chris Gabehart. He is communicating with somebody, and I'm kind of figuring it's the war room, and they are just really trying to figure out what this is going to do, whether this is a race to lap 100, whether it's a race to the end of stage two, or whether it's a race to 400 miles. Right now, they are looking at weather as much as anything else down here on the pit boxes and along pit road.
Todd, let's go a little deeper in that. What Steve Post was talking about, the war room, being back at the race shops, wherever these teams are based out of, most in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. So the crew chief and the team of engineers on the pit boxes here, boots on the ground at the racetrack. You've got the war room there. So much information is being gathered, so much data, or data, depends on where you're from, all that getting gathered up. Who ends up ultimately having the final say-so in what direction to go?
Well, the crew chief ultimately makes the last call, but he's getting information any place they can. And they've got the radar pulled up on the screens here, but they've got people back at the shop that probably look a little deeper into that radar and where they feel it's going to be. I know NASCAR has their own weather people that kind of look at the forecast and try to look forward about what's happening, especially as these cells kind of grow and shrink. You don't know where it's going to be. As Jeff alluded to, there's another band that looks like it comes behind it, but after that, it looks pretty clear. So, but that this one broke up some coming to us. We'll see where that gets to. Ultimately, you know, in the 11 situation, Chris Gabehart's going to make that call, but he's gathering information from all different sources.
A halting start to the Firekeepers Casino 400. The cars right now, if you're just joining us, are on pit road. They are covered up. But here at the start-finish line, I don't believe we've seen even a drop. And it is going to be clear here in a matter of a few moments. Now, how long it stays that way, that's anybody's guess. But stay with us. We got a lot more to bring you live right here from the Michigan International Speedway.
Place your bets with Firekeepers Online Casino and Sportsbook app. Bet on events for all the major sports, including exclusive Firekeepers Casino 400 props, plus futures wagering and upcoming championships. The online casino features your favorite slots and table games from the casino floor. Download the Firekeepers Casino and Sportsbook app today and get your first deposit matched up to $500. Get your Vegas on with Firekeepers Online.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Gotta change my oil.
How about Valvoline Restore and Protect? It restores and protects your engine to run like new.
Get in zone.
It restores your engine to, like, factory clean?
And protects.
Get in zone.
So Valvoline Restore and Protect restores and protects.
Now you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for
$37.99. Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Just a light sprinkle as we were ready to put the field under the green flag for the very first time in the Firekeepers Casino 400. Welcome back to Michigan International Speedway. That light sprinkle forced NASCAR to bring the cars onto pit road, keep them covered up, even though it is just barely raining at all. The track seems to be in very good shape. So hopefully it won't be long, Alex Hayden. We can uncover the cars. The drivers are still in and on board. Hopefully it won't be long and we'll be able to put them under the green flag.
Yeah, and that's why everybody's here. That's why we're here, and we hope to get the green flag in the air much sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, it gives us a golden opportunity to dive a little deeper in some of the topics we're talking about. We just talked a little more with our crew chief here, topside Todd Gordon, about the war room back at the race shop. Steve Post, I believe you're with a race team that has a different dynamic when it comes to the war room.
Well, the crew chief for Christopher Bell's team with Joe Gibbs Racing is Adam Stevens. And has, if you've been following NASCAR, you're aware Adam had an injury during the break, and he is working from the war room. Chris Sherwood has jumped in, one of the engineers on the team, and is the acting crew chief. So, Chris, the first question, Adam at the war room, what does that mean? What is that like? How does that work for you guys here at the racetrack?
Yeah, what actually happens is, you know, Adam's piped in just as good. The communication's so good here. I got a camera right over my shoulder. He can see what myself and William, our engineer, are doing. Also a camera on the front of the box to be able to see the pit stall, just like he's here watching the race. So all the communications through the box on this headset, and pretty much just repeat what he says, let him make the calls, and he gets to do it from the comfort of the shop.
No doubt about it. I talked to Christopher yesterday, and Christopher said, understanding the dynamic of the war room, this might actually be something that as Adam gets back, maybe understand some of the nuances. Is that a fair statement, a fair understanding of where he's at with this?
I'd say so. I mean, you know, you can see all the screens we have to look at here and everything, and they're just that much more equipped at the shop. We don't have to worry about the internet going out as much or any of that stuff. So it kind of gets a little bit more view of it, maybe. And whether that's, you know, good or bad, he'll figure out in the upcoming weeks.
We'll see what happens with it. What's it been like for you, though, to be able to be in this crew chief role here working with this 20 team?
Yeah, not much has changed, really. You know, my day job is a car chief, so I still care about the car, and that's my week or my priority through the week is still the car. And coming here, you know, Adam puts together a solid team, always has, and expects everybody to step up and do their part, and that's what we're doing here. And I expect, you know, our guys just to do the same, and he expects us to do our jobs here and execute everything perfectly.
All right, car chief, you're looking at the radar, we're all looking at the radar, they're looking at it in the war room. What's your guess? What do you think we're going to do? I'm putting this on you because I have no clue.
Yeah, I mean, let's go right now. It's dry right now, we're wasting time, so I don't know. It's a hard decision, you know. You don't want to get anybody in trouble here, and they want to make sure they can start it and start racing. So looks like there's some more rain coming, but when that gets here, I don't know.
Thanks for the time.
Absolutely.
That's Chris Sherwood. He's the car chief by day, crew chief on the weekends here. Adam Stevens is the crew chief. I'm looking over my shoulder. I wonder if we waved to Adam on the camera. There we go. Waving to Adam on the camera. Pretty neat stuff. Christopher did say that there's just so many neat parts about it, and the communication doesn't seem to be lacking at all, and there's so many neat parts about the war room as a tool, and Adam is back there, but we miss him at the racetrack as well.
Well, he's waving back at you, Posty. The 20 team, Christopher Bell, they are into the playoffs. Not everybody is, and we're running out of time in a hurry as we race here at Michigan, move on to Daytona next week. We'll wrap it all up, the regular season, that is, a week later in Darlington. For Kyle Busch, I would think, you correct me if I'm wrong, Chris Wilner, but I would think if Kyle Busch is going to race for a championship, he's going to need to find victory lane either here, Daytona, or Darlington.
He certainly will, Jeff, and we'll ask his crew chief, Randall Burnett. First off, how difficult is this from a crew chief's perspective? You guys have everything down to a science when it comes to race day, right? System checks, engine warm-up, everything's timed out to a T, and then you sit here and all of a sudden you're just sitting around waiting.
Yeah, we're just waiting. It's just one of those deals. I think NASCAR was overly cautious. This place is really fast, so the rain falls out there, and it gets slippery in a hurry, and these guys are moving at a pretty good rate of speed. So I think they just wanted to be precautionary. You could see it right over turn three over there. It was really, really close to getting us, and, you know, it kind of split off there. So we'll see. There's some more sales coming, so hopefully we'll get this thing going here shortly and get our Lucas Oil Chevy up to the front.
know there's been a lot going on in the shop over the last week. Where is the mindset just of RCR as a whole as we come back to the racetrack and hopefully try to get this thing in, although the skies now have just opened up?
Well, NASCAR probably made a good choice because now it is raining pretty good right now. So, yeah, it's been an eventful week at RCR, obviously, with everything from last week. But everybody's dug in really hard, man. We got, you know, it was really cool to see the three cars fast as they were last weekend. That was really promising after we've struggled on short tracks. So, you know, that's good for the company. Everybody's dug in, really done a good job with that. So hopefully we'll bring this eight car today, and it's got some speed, and we got three more really good opportunities for us to get in the chase, and that's what we're going
to
focus on.
Yeah, that hourglass is getting thin to try to get that win. So how stressful has it been over the last couple weeks as you look at those opportunities starting to go away?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you never want to be in that situation. It's really nice to get a win earlier in the year like we did like in Fontana last year. It was a lot less stressful at this time of the season last year. But, you know, it's just one of those deals. We gotta work on controlling what we control, and that's trying to bring good cars, getting our communication right, and making the right adjustments on the race car and calling a good race strategy-wise. So that's what we're going to look at, and if the cards fall our way, they fall our way. You know, everybody at RCR and ECR is putting in everything they got to make it happen for us. So certainly not from lack of effort. We just got to connect all the dots.
We appreciate your time, and good luck whenever we get this thing going, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon.
Yeah, we'll probably take a little bit of a break here and check back in later with y'all.
All right, that's Randall Burnett, crew chief for Kyle Busch. The skies have opened here on pit road. It is definitely wet. We are starting to lose the pit road side of things here at Michigan, guys.
Yeah, sadly, we're losing the racetrack as well. When we say that, meaning the track has gone completely wet, and the Toyota Tundra track drying team, once this shower moves out of the way, we'll have to go out onto the racing surface and get this entire two-mile racetrack dry. The Toyota Tundra track drying team, as a matter of fact, that brigade has made its way over to the back straightaway. It's basically an opportunity now. Just take your pick on where you want to start the drying process.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to start over in turn number three. It's coming down here now at Michigan. The drivers have, I believe, Steve, now jumped out of their race cars.
Yeah, drivers are getting out of the race cars or have jumped out of the race cars. We talked about some of the protection as far as the tarping here on the pit boxes. They're battening down the hatches down here. I've climbed up into the pit box of Chase Elliott. Alan Gustafson is a crew chief down here, and the hatches have been battened down. Alan, first off, I just kind of want to go big picture. 700 starts, 20 seasons. What's your perspective on what you've been able to accomplish so far?
Yeah, it's a staggering number. It's, beyond my wildest dreams. So it's amazing being in this position, and, yeah, it's gone by so fast, so that must mean it's been pretty enjoyable, which it has been for me. So, yeah, just appreciate Mr. H, Mrs. H, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports, and, you know, the time I've had there has been, yeah, second to none. So looking forward to making some more good memories today and moving forward.
You had such an amazing list of drivers, Kyle Busch, Casey Mears, Mark Martin, Jeff Gordon, and Chase Elliott there. I know that any young crew chief, that's got to be like a murderer's row or dream team of drivers to be able to work with.
Yeah, super fortunate to work with all those people you mentioned. They're, you know, amazing race car drivers, and, you know, more importantly, just great people that I've been able to learn a lot from and, you know, have some great experiences with, and, yeah, work through this this thing we call racing together, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So fond memories and great friends with all those guys still, and yeah, it's super special and super fortunate to have those opportunities.
One of the other things you've worked through is four generations of race car. The Twisted Sister, which is Gen 4, the car of tomorrow's Gen 5, Gen 6, and this present car. What has that been like, being able to adapt? And what does that mean to you to successfully being able to adapt to different race cars?
Yeah, there's a lot. That's changed, you know, tremendously, you know, kind of reflecting back on 700 races and, you know, what has changed the most. And it's probably the cars and just how much we could do and, you know, now how much we can't do. So I think that, you know, there's always an opportunity to find an advantage when we're racing. You know, it may just not be the conventional way that you thought it was, but that's what I've enjoyed a lot, is being able to try to exploit an advantage a different way regardless of what the package is, you know, what car we're racing and what configuration. So you know, the changes keep it fun and interesting.
You've won here with Mark Martin in Michigan. You've won here with Jeff Gordon in Michigan. How do you feel about your efforts here today, and what do you need to do to execute to win here with Chase Elliott today?
Yeah, the car's been good, you know, and what little practice we had. So I think the track was kind of cool, not a ton of rubber on it. So I think as it warms up, hopefully the rain gets out here and it warms up and gets some rubber down, I think the conditions will change a bit. So it'll be paramount for us to keep up with that and, yeah, execute, because this is just going to be a game of inches. And You know, whoever gets out front, you know, there's probably, you know, realistically, you know, 10 to 12 cards. If you put them up front, they're not going to get past. So just try to be that guy at the end and make it to the flag first.
See what happens. Congratulations on the milestone, and we wish you well today and on throughout.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
There we go. That's Alan Gustafson. 700 starts here today, and he's not all that focused in the past because he's got a lot of racing to do in his future here, and we'll see how he fares in this first one up here this afternoon at Michigan when we get back after it.
Alan Gustafson, born in a NASCAR racing city. He's from Daytona Beach, Florida.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic